welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, it is once more my pleasure to introduce to you the four exciting personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. We welcome back Wendy Richard, Lance Percival, Richard Murdoch, and Clement Freud. Will you please welcome all four of them? As usual in this game, I'm going to ask them to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from that subject. Beside me sits the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, with a stopwatch in one hand, a pencil in the other, and a whistle in his mouth, in order to keep the score and tell us when the 60 seconds are up. And let us begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject that Ian has decided to start the show with is scales. Will you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
There is something called a musical scale, which goes do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, and then the first note again. And Julie Andrews, I seem to recall, sang it in something called The Sound of Muzak, which I never saw because it isn't really anything I'm very keen on. But there are scales also which weigh in tons, hundredweights, stones, quarters, pounds, ounces, or occasionally in kilograms.
And Wendy Richard has challenged. Yes, Wendy?
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. Yes, he certainly came to a halt there. So, Wendy, you have 31 seconds to take over the subject of scales, having gained a point for a correct challenge, and you start now.
Or, of course, there are fish scales. These can look very attractive when these little things are actually swimming about underwater because they look all nice and shiny and bright. But once they are brought onto dry land, they suddenly lose all their luster.
Lance Percival.
She got lost around Lewis. She said they suddenly lose.
Oh, no.
Did
no.
That was hesitation.
I have a slight hesitation in my speech. It's natural, Lance.
I think it's very attractive anyway.
Thank you.
It's very attractive. I don't think she normally has, but I think we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Wendy, I disagree with the challenge, and you had another point, of course. 15 seconds are left on scales, starting now.
Or, of course, there are kitchen scales.
Clement Freud challenge.
We've had, of course.
Yes, you did have, of course, before you started.
We don't like, of course, all the time.
Well, just a minute. Have I got this wrong? I thought you started again after your interruption.
Yes, but you can't repeat what you've said in this round again.
I was going to talk about something else entirely different.
But you did say, of course, before.
Oh, all right.
Last personal challenge.
Everybody's hesitating. There's been a lot of hesitating going on for the last 25 seconds.
Right, Wendy, you still have the subject. No, you don't. Of course, Clement has a subject, because it was a correct challenge of a repetition of a course, and there are 7 seconds left, scales starting now.
Of course, it is absolutely right to talk about.
Clement Freud said, of course, in the first lot he mentioned.
No, he didn't say, of course, in the first lot. Clement very rarely says, of course. He's got such a command of the English language, he really has to use those sort of phrases. Clement, you have now... what's 11 from 60? No, 60. 11,
11 seconds left.
You've got the clock this week that goes backwards instead of me subtracting. Oh, for 21 years we've had a clock when I've had to subtract those numbers from 60, and now without telling me you bring a clock along after 21 years which actually does go backwards. So I've been giving funny numbers up to this point. There are 11 seconds left for you, Clement, on scales starting now.
If you go to a street market and find a bit...
Someone challenged, but no light came on. So I don't know who it was.
It was I.
Oh, yes. Hello, Richard.
Well, he's been talking about scales, but he hasn't mentioned prunella yet.
Richard! You suddenly woke up from a slumber. Well, I think Richard Murdoch deserves a bonus point for his prunella challenge. It's got nothing to do with Just a Minute, and Clement Freud gets a point for an incorrect challenge, and he has 9 seconds to go on scale starting now.
Do be awfully careful purchasing bananas, potatoes, apples, or any other kind of fruit, because the man putting it on the scales will also put his fist on the other side.
So, whoever... Ever speaking, when the whistle goes, gains an extra point. It was Clement Freud who got other points, of course, in that round and is finished in the lead at the end of the first round. And Richard Murdoch, we'd like you to take the next round, which is clubs. Will you tell us something about that just a minute, starting now?
Well, those that you wield and those that you join. The ones...
And Wendy Richard has challenged.
I
mean...
Sorry.
It's mean challenge.
I'm sorry, It was a mistake. My fingers are
lit. No, it was a challenge, Wendy.
I feel guilt-rattled.
Once you stop the flow, I mean, because you did say those that you and those that you. You see, you repeated those that.
I did, yes.
Yes, you did.
And that's not allowed, you mean?
It's not allowed. We are sometimes very sporting and let people get underway. You haven't played it very often, I know, Richard.
No.
But Wendy came in and with a sort of sharp challenge, and there are 55 seconds left on clubs with you, Wendy, starting now.
As far as nightclubs are concerned, I know nothing of these establishments because I wouldn't cross the threshold to go to one. But when it comes to golf clubs, I find they get in the way and are a nuisance.
Lance Percival challenged.
Yes, clubs, of course, is the word on the
That's
card.
Right, yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. So, Lance, another incorrect challenge. Wendy still has clubs. 45 seconds, starting now.
I banished my fiancé's clubs into a storage place some several yards away from our house. Because if I had to clear out all my frogs and all my rubbish, why should his club stay in the spare room, I asked myself. But get it back!
She asked herself and didn't wait for the reply. Well, she shouldn't have waited for the reply, so Clement got in with a challenge, which I'm sure is hesitation. Was that right, Clement? And there are 30 seconds for you on clubs, starting now.
I have membership of a certain number of clubs, like the Lord's Taverners, the Marylebone Cricket Club, and I also play golf and have a niblick, a sand wedge, a driver, woods numbered 1, 2, 3, and a spoon. The club I most like is the British Railway Service Association Club in the town of March in Cambridgeshire. It is near, as will not surprise anyone at all, the tracks of...
And Freud kept going to the whistle, went once again, gained that extra point, and others in the round. He's in a strong lead, but he's being chased now by Wendy Richard, who is in second place, only 2 points behind. Wendy Richard, we'd like you to take the next subject, pet earwigs. Could you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
I find the idea of having a pet earwig totally repulsive. I would presume this is the sort of thing a little boy would keep, because as the saying goes... What a little boy's... Is that a little
nice? Lance Percival challenged.
He's always doing it to me.
Wendy Richard reacted, I must tell the listeners, reacted to someone who put a hand on her thigh then, and Clement Freud sitting beside her showed that his hands were above his head, so it's... But Lance Percival had his hand on his buzzer, and you pressed first, yes?
Well, as the saying goes, and it didn't quite go fast enough.
Yes, that was hesitation, I agree, Lance. So you take over pet earwigs, and there are 50 seconds left, starting now.
My pet earwig is the supporters of a football club, or else the gentle holidaymakers in the Costa Brava singing Earwig Earl.
Wendy challenged.
He's telling the most dreadful old jokes. It shouldn't be allowed on a programme.
Not a joke.
You can allow to do anything, provided you keep going and don't deviate, hesitate, or repeat yourself.
Very funny joke.
The challenge was repetition of old jokes.
Yes, but he hasn't told an old joke within this round, so therefore it was an incorrect challenge. And Lance, you still have the subject of pet earwigs. 40 seconds are left, starting now.
But the pet earwig I possess at home is a lady one, and her name is Flojo because her forceps are painted. She actually is renowned because she is supposed to be able to walk into your left ear, straight through your brain, and out of the other. This is a pure fallacy and belongs entirely to members of the House of Commons, where it still goes on.
Wendy Richard challenged.
Hesitation.
I was waiting for a laugh. I got it.
And you actually got the laugh. This is the awful thing in just a minute. If you do make a very good comment and you get a good laugh, if you wait for it, someone gets you for hesitation. Wendy got in there very sharp again with 20 seconds left for you with your starting subject of petty earwigs, Wendy, starting now.
Snips and snails and puppy dogs' tails, that's what little boys are made of, and that's why they are the type to keep pet earwigs, or earwigs as pets. What?
Richard Murdoch, yes.
Well, she kept saying, that's. Are you allowed to...
She mentioned the boy before, too.
That's.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. The boy that she mentioned.
I believe you're right, yes. I mean... So that's that, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So, yes. Richard, you've got the subject of pet earwigs. 11 seconds to go, starting now.
The things most likely to get earwigs are dahlias. Mine at home have thousands of them. They crawl in and they do terrible things there, and you have to get rid of them by...
John.
There spoke a keen gardener. Listeners, I must explain the passion with which he's expressing the feelings about his dahlias. Dickie, you did get one for speaking as a whistle went. You've now got 3 points. You're just ahead of Lance Percival, just behind Wendy Richard, and she is trailing Clement Freud by 1 point, who is our leader. Lance Percival, to begin, the subject, bad drivers. Lance, will you tell us something about those in this game, starting now?
I will admit that I am one of those people called bad drivers, because whenever I hit the ball, I either hook it or slice it, and which means it goes to the left or right. And the most important thing in golf, by the way, that particular car is the one that causes bad drivers the worst problems, because it is so fast off the traffic lights that nobody knows exactly what to do when they see one coming around the corner. The second club you can pick up after you've hit a drive is a number 3 iron, which will take you way down the fairway, and you will still find that German particular automobile on your left as you're going down towards the green.
Wendy,
you
Richard.
You said left twice.
Well done, Wendy. Well listened. There was two left there. So Wendy has another point. There are 28 seconds left for you, Wendy, to tell us something about bad drivers, starting now.
If I had ever passed my test, I would have been a bad driver. I failed 6 times. 4 times in Stratford East and twice... What?
Richard Murdoch challenge.
A couple of times.
Yes, it was 4 times. 6 times and 4 times.
It's a very
times.
Funny story as well.
Oh, well, you can finish it afterwards, Wendy. There's 21 seconds for Richard to tell us something about bad drivers, starting now.
I'm not a bad driver, and I never will be, because I took lessons when I was quite a boy. I never had to pass a test, because there wasn't such a thing when I first started driving a motor car, so I didn't have to pass one. Yes.
Wendy's back. So, Wendy, you can now finish the story, because I know that your challenge is correct. There are 6 seconds, but after the whistle goes, if you want to carry on and finish the story, we will judge whether it was as good as you said. 6 seconds left. Bad driver starting now.
On one of these occasions, I actually hit a pedestrian. Well, I didn't actually strike him. He sort of lay across the bonnet.
Oh, we're never going to hear the story.
We're never going to get the story, are we?
Yeah. Forget I buzzed.
He's been very generous. There's 1 second. We won't blow the whistle because we want to hear the rest of the story, Wendy. Carry on.
So I said to the examiner, what shall I do? He says, well, you better ask him if he's all right. So I wound down the window and this stream of abuse came through. And I turned around and said, I think he is okay. I said, does this mean I've failed? And he said, yes, and I burst into tears. He wasn't hurt, by the way, otherwise I wouldn't make a joke of it.
But Wendy, you did keep going till the whistle, which was very delicately blown by Ian Mest on that occasion, and it's taken you into the lead ahead of Clement Freud at the end of that round, and it's back with Clement to begin. Clement's subject is form. Will you tell us something about form in just a minute, starting now?
I've got some quite good stories that last 15 minutes or half an hour, but it wouldn't be good form in just a minute to explore that sort of strain in text.
Richard, is...
Well, he said a couple of minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Just a minute and...
And minute, yes.
One was minutes and one was minute.
Well, the other one was minutes.
Oh, was it?
Yes. Just a minute. And
I didn't hear this.
Well, he said the second one 15 seconds later.
Yeah. 48 seconds are left for you, Clement, to continue on form starting now.
What is considered proper form, nice form, is like when two people have been living together.
Wendy's challenged.
Bad grammar.
Wendy, if we held people up for deviating from grammar when they're trying to keep going...
Well, you don't expect it from a man of his caliber, do you?
No. You certainly don't expect it from Clement Freud, but sometimes the pressure's on with three people buzzing down, you know, breathing down his neck with buzzers, and sometimes a little deviation of grammar occurs. But he wasn't deviating within the rules of the game of Just a Minute, so he gets another point. 41 seconds forms Clement starting now.
P.T. Barnum, who showed considerable form as a circus proprietor, was once acquainted with the death of the man shot from the cannon in his circus, and he said, "This is grave news. It will be hard to find a man of the same caliber."
And Wendy Richards' buzzer was pressed by Clement Freud then. And what is your challenge, Wendy?
I've forgotten now. It was hesitation and taking the mickey out of me.
Yes, but he did hesitate, and he was being very generous. He was returning the mickey compliment, that's right. And so, Wendy, for hesitation, with the help of Clement Freud, you've got in again on form with 23 seconds left, starting now.
As much as that. There are...
Lance Percival challenged.
Hesitation, as much as that. Yeah. Bang.
21 seconds, form, Lance, starting now.
The one form which I never understand is on the race course, because the unfortunate trainers, jockeys and owners seem to disagree entirely with the result of the race when I have actually put my money upon a particular nag, and the form proves me completely wrong, because I have generally backed the favourite, and the one that's unfavourite, if that's the correct word, comes in.
Clement Freud challenge.
That was a verbal...
diarrhea.
Certainly a verbal stumble, but you weren't deviating, you weren't going to have a deviation of grammar.
No, it's having him for
a stumble.
Hesitation between the first, second and third syllables.
At the pace he was going and speaking, I wouldn't call that a hesitation. At the pace you speak, it would have been, it certainly wouldn't have, we wouldn't even have noticed it. So we notice it more the pace that Lance speaks, so I won't grant that as a hesitation, Lance. And you have 1 second on form, starting now.
In schools they have forms.
So Lance Percival got that extra point for speaking as the whistle went. He's moved forward. He's got he's only 1 point ahead of Richard Murdoch. Ahead of Lance Percival is Clement Freud, who's 1 point behind our leader, who is now Wendy Richard. Richard Murdoch, your turn to begin. Tea time. Would you tell us something about that in this game, starting now?
Yes. Tea time. We now go back to the game of golf, because if you're playing in a competition and your captain will say to you, "Your tea time is 9:30 tomorrow," as opposed to Chinese dentist, which would be 2:30. But in the... you also have tea time round about 4:30, where you would have crumpets and probably cucumber sandwiches and nice China tea, and you would enjoy it tremendously, because all the children would come in and make their faces all sticky with cream cakes, and a wonderful time would be had by all, because tea time is my very favourite time of the day. Dinner time, no, because it's wrong past my bedtime as a rule. So I found the tea time, which I always enjoy, because I don't quite know what I'm talking about, but I do think that...
So Richard Murdoch took tea time and kept going for 60 seconds with a little indulgence from the others. And much to the enjoyment of our audience, I'm pleased to say, told us something about tea time, which I'm sure will be of deep interest to all those people outside the British Isles who now know all about British tea time and what happens. Yes, we do get letters from Asia and China and places east and west and south and other places. Richard, you move forward. You're ahead now, Lance Percival. You're trailing Clement Freud and Wendy Richard. And Wendy, your turn to begin the subject, jellied eels. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I find jellied eels repulsive. I always remember when I happened to be living in Southend, there was a jellied eel seller outside our pub, and he had a great bowl of these jellied eels, and I was standing gazing at them with a look of revulsion on my face, and he said, "Do you mind moving away, kid? You're ruining my business." How people can eat these things, I have no idea. I know they're supposed to be considered a great delicacy of the Cockneys and some other people who don't necessarily born in London, but personally, I couldn't stomach them. They look quite revolting lying there in that sort of gooey jelly thing, and I should probably get a lot of letters from people.
Oh, Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a bit of a hesitation there. Yes,
I thought, but it was a riveting story.
I thought she was going to do for jelly deals what Richard Murdoch had just done for tea time, but it
so
wasn't to be. Clement,
you've
got in. You've got in with 24 seconds to go to tell us something about jelly deals starting now.
I rather like jelly deals. I think jelly deals are an excellent food. Slothfully do they slide around the jelly which surrounds them. And very delicious they are, especially with chili vinegar, but also with extra pepper or salt. The one difficulty about eating jelly deals is that they have a central bone, which you either have to spit out with brewing sharpness.
So speaking as the whistle went, Clement Freud gained that extra point, and with another point in the round, he's now moved ahead of Wendy Richard by 1 point, and he is our leader. And Lance Percival begins the next round. The subject, Lance, the deep end. Will you tell us something about that deep end in just a minute, starting now?
I'll give you an example of going off the deep end, which is one translation of the meaning of this particular expression. When Mr. Parsons himself went straight into the W. H. Smiths of Norwich and asked the old lady behind the counter for a copy of the National Geographical magazine, whereupon the genteel person there said, "I'm sorry, Mr. Parsons, but we've sold out." And then, of course, Mr. Parsons said, "In which case, I'll..."
Oh.
Three Parsons.
Yes. But I'm very reverent.
They said "are" in the audience because I think they wanted to hear the rest of the story, which I don't think is going to be a true one. I think it's going to be awfully unkind to me. So, Wendy, you got in to perhaps save my embarrassment. 37 seconds are left. The deep end starting now.
I don't sound...
Oh, you went right in the deep end, didn't you? And you got a mouthful of water there.
I haven't got a clue what I was going to say.
Wendy, I have to tell you, that showed on your face. So Lance Percival actually has got back with the deep end. And there are 34 seconds left, Lance, now.
So the chairman said to the lovely lady, "In which case I'll have that Playboy and Penthouse instead."
Richard Murdoch is challenged.
Yeah, he mentioned lady earlier on, didn't he?
No, I said genteel person.
Did you?
Yes, you did.
Well, it's sort of the same thing, isn't it? Yes.
Got another point there, I'm afraid, Richard, with your help, and still has the subject, and 29 seconds left, starting now.
So she said, "That's a bit of a literary jump from the first magazine you asked for, isn't it?"
Richard Murdoch,
I'll never get
again.
To the end of this.
Magazine.
No, yes. I said periodical before.
Oh, they do try it on, don't they? Yes.
Can you prove it?
Yes, prove
it. He said National Geographical magazine.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So Richard was listening well, and he was correct.
Yeah, what's the subject?
Going off the deep end.
Oh, yes.
Yes, but wait a minute, I've got to give it to you, Richard, to start.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I do. I know you haven't played it very often.
No, I do.
I mean, you might go off the deep end if you're not careful. I mean, it isn't tea time we're talking about now, you do understand that. It's the deep end. And the 25 seconds on the deep end starting now.
When I was at school, my teacher was very popular.
Oh, it's an infuriating game, isn't it? Yes.
I was the only non-swipper he allowed in the deep end, anyhow.
Right, and Lance Percival got back in. 21 seconds, Lance. 21 seconds, Lance, the deep end, starting now.
And that is the moment when the chairman of this program turned round to her and said, "Not at all," he said, "I've always enjoyed looking at pictures of places I'm never likely to visit." Which took an awful long time, but it's a demonstration of how you can go off the deep end.
Well, why nobody challenged him before the whistle, I don't know. Because not only did he repeat the word chairman, but he also hesitated for an awful long time, and he was utterly devious in what he said about the chairman.
Ah. All untrue.
But he's got a lot of points, and he's now in second place, with only 1 point behind Clement Freud and Wendy Richard, who are equal in first place. And, Clement, your turn to begin again. The subject is spotted dick. Will you... Now, please. If you've got that sort of mind, keep it to yourself. Potted dick is a lovely dish which we used to have at school. Clement, will you tell us something about spotted dick in just a minute, starting now?
Spotted dick would be a very sensible thing to eat after Jenny Deals, in that it is patriotic, jingoistic, and everybody likes it a lot. It is stodgy, full of calories, and exceedingly bad for you. You need suet and flour and probably ginger. The dick are...
Last personal challenge.
There's nothing worse than a pause on the dick, I always say.
I didn't hear what you said, Lance. I'm sorry.
Good. I think there was a little pause on the dick that worried me.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I will give you the hesitation. Yes, so 39 seconds for a spotted pause. I'm sorry. Lance Percival has spotted dick, 39 seconds, starting now.
Several years ago, I was strolling across Walton Heath Golf Course, playing the game with three other people, when on the horizon appeared Mr. Murdoch.
Clement Freud challenge.
Well, whoever didn't appear.
Well, he took a long time to come up over the horizon.
But it was still hesitation in just a minute, so Clement has another point back with the subject. 31 seconds, spotted dick, starting now.
Medically, if you took a knife and carved the top slice from a spotted
Richard,
dick...
Murdoch has charged.
Well, I thought there was a bit of hesitation there, frankly.
There was a bit of hesitation, not
yes.
much, just a bit.
Well, but a bit is enough, isn't it?
Well, Richard, what I'm going to do is, as Clement Freud is in the lead and everybody's very close and you're trailing a little, I'm going to be a little bit tough on them and generous to you and give you the subject with another point, of course. And this, I've just had a little note saying this is going to be the last round anyway. So would you like to take over with only 26 seconds, spotted dick, starting now?
Well, when I was at school, I was inclined to have slight pimples, and I was known as spotted dick. And it was also something that we used to eat on special occasions. We didn't like it very much. In fact, some of us used to call it dead baby, because it looked rather like that, you see. And all these currants in it looked like spots.
So Richard Murdoch took spotted... Dickie Murdoch took spotted dick to the 60-second when the whistle went, and he got that extra point for speaking then, and I will now give you the final score. Well, in spite of the tremendous efforts he made and the pleasure that he gave us, Richard Murdoch, you did finish in fourth place, but only just behind Wendy Richard and Lance Percival, who are equal in second place, and they were only 1 point behind the man who had 11 points and therefore is judged the winner of the contest this week, Clement Freud. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Just a Minute. We've enjoyed playing it. Our audience seem to have enjoyed themselves. It only remains for me to say, on behalf of Wendy Richard, Lance Percival, and Richard Murdoch, and Clement Freud, and the creator of the game, Ian Messiter, and our producer, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons, thank you for listening. From all of us here, goodbye. Thank you.